are continuing with the kitab, daily wazaif. As we notice these wazaif, most of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees His protection. So to secure the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before anything happens, unlike we find commonly in our worldly life, when it comes to security, usually we'll beef up the security after we lose everything. After the thief came and took all the janhu and the jewelry, then we say, let's put the electric fencing, let's do this and let's do that. But in Sharia we are taught to be proactive. Before anything can happen already, read your du'as, read your wazaif, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Shouldn't be that after I suffer a loss, then I give importance to this type of wazaif, these du'as. But these du'as are here to protect us, to keep us with afiyat, so we can engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala wants to keep us safe. But these are the security system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person now, he has a subscription monthly to a certain security company, and very efficient. Who can be more efficient than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And some people ask the question also, but I read all the du'as. I read the du'as, I read the wazifas, I took a sadqa, and we locked the house, we put on the alarm, we read our du'as and we left. But then to somebody got into the house. Now how did that happen? Because we are guaranteed protection. So the riwayat that I mentioned also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints the malaika to protect the person, whether his property, whether his business, whether his life, whether the vehicle, etc. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned to us, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That do the people think that after they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will not be tested? The test will come. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَوَالِ وَالْأَنْفِ وَالثَّمَرَةِ. So this dunya is a darul ibtila. We are in the examination room right now. This is the examination room. The test is going to come. So beloved Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Marakatu explains, he says that when the test does come, don't flare up. Don't get upset, because Allah Ta'ala pre-warned you. It's going to happen. The test is going to come. As much as you don't want it to come, Allah Ta'ala is going to test you. And Allah Ta'ala is going to see how you're going to react. As-sabru 'inda sadmati al-ula. What is sabr and patience at the first crunch? When the calamity strikes, how will you react? What will you do then? Allah Ta'ala has given us a wazifa for that also. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And upon that also, ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from one side, see the reaction. So the riwayat mentions that the malaika protecting lahum muaqibatum, ya muaqibat. Malaika that have shifts, that take care of insan, yahfazunahu min amrillah. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. But when they see the command of Allah coming down, the test now is on, then they step aside. They step to one side and they allow it to happen. So that calamity strikes, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaits your response. Which way are you going to go? Are you now going to run towards the makhluk to sort out your problem? Now you're going to phone security company, going to abuse them. Where was the guard? What happened? I paid. Was he sleeping? No. Were you sleeping for Fajr time? Were you awake? Did you do your ma'amulat? But I paid. I paid premium also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the reaction. The heart went towards makhluk. That makhluk sort out your problem. Makhluk is kamzor. Makhluk is weak. But he said, inna lillah, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, introspect. Ya Allah, what did I do? But the test is on now. What Allah ta'ala will give upon your patience and sabr, wa bashir sabirin. How Ajib Hazrat mentions over here also. How ajeeb and amazing, as it mentions here, that if somebody brings it to your house or your car got stolen, Allah Ta'ala protect. You want afiyat. And now you leave the masjid and you're looking right, you're looking left. And a musalli comes by, what's wrong? He said, I can't find my car. Where was it last? It's the end of this key. I got the key and no car. And you tell him, mashallah, glad tidings for you. Can you imagine the reaction, what he might do? He might take out the champal. What glad tidings. Say, what good news. You lost your car. And he's giving a big smile. How upset he'll get. Allah Pak is saying, wa bashir is sabiri. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِ Bashir means give glad tidings. Give glad tidings to those who make sabr. Allah wants to give you so much now in return. He took something away, how much more He's going to give you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very fair. So Allah ta'ala is telling you that I'm going to hit you, I am going to test you, and glad tidings for you. So when He does strike you, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Such a powerful wazifa. This is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Once you say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately His reaction is عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٍ As if Allah salutes you. MashaAllah, Banda, you passed. Banda, you passed with flying colors. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Because that makes beautiful tarjumah. Remember the time when His Rabb tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What tests also? What tests? The fire. And then in the court of Namrud. And then leaving his wife and children behind, his child behind. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, remember the time we tested Ibrahim, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ He passed with flying colors. And Allah ta'ala made, يَا إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا Now Ibrahim, I'll make you the imam of the people. Now I'll make you the imam of the people. And from his progeny came Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah will give upon that. صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ صَلَوَاتٌ from Allah, salutations from Allah, and rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ Allah says He's rightly guided. He's got hidayat. But this is such a beautiful wazifa, Hazrat explains, that this wazifa Allah ta'ala only reserved it for this ummah. For this ummah, that even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam didn't know this wazifa. Wasn't revealed to him when he lost Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He had to go through all those pangs and depression and pain over all those years. If only he had this wazifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for him. Allah ta'ala kept this ummah. That I will test you, I will take, and on your loss, what I will give you in return, you'll forget all what you went through before that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these wazifas, as we mentioned now, that when the test will come at that time, Allah ta'ala sees where the heart will go, which direction it will go. It goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he passed. He passed with flying colors that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give thereafter. So the malaika of protection, they step aside, and they see taqdeer coming down, and they allow it to happen. So yesterday we read Sayyidul Istighfar. We should make a habit of reading every day. And thereafter protection of deen, family and property. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. We can read the wazifa. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. A sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Very perturbed, very worried. Ya Rasulullah, I have concern in regards to my deen, my life, my children, my family, my wealth. I'm concerned what will happen to it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him this wazifa. This read this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. And see the beautiful translation also, Bismillahi, in the name of Allah. Everything happens with the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here we are taught also that every move we make, take the name of Allah. Take the name of Allah. Make it a habit all the time. Today we find commonly this has come on tongues of most of us. Instead of saying Bismillah, wa la ilaha illallah, or anything amazing we heard, or any bad news, what do you say? Ish. Everything is ish. Ayyu shayin. What's happening? We say ish. Say inna lillah, Bismillah, la ilaha. Hazrat says here also, Arab brothers, mashallah, you meet them, it's always zikr on the tongue. Kayfa haluk, hayyakallah, barakallah. Always praising Allah, making dua, making istighfar, la ilaha illallah. So make this a habit. Waking up, certain bismillah, la ilaha, renew your iman, all the time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the name of Allah, that is I place in the protection of Allah my deen, that is my religion, my life, my children, my family, and my wealth. So you're handing everything over into the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already safe. It's already safe. It cannot be a more safer place than by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eternal joy bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's said three times. Here also is mentioned whosoever recites the above thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall take it upon himself to place this person on the day of to please this person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take upon himself to please this person on the day of Qiyamah. So we recite this 3 times after Fajr and 3 times after Maghrib. We can read it also. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. Person pleases 3 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon him to please this person on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be perplexed. They'll be hayran, and they'll see the whole naqi, the ahwal, the terror, the fear of the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it upon himself to please this person and to keep him happy. Note, the above mentioned du'as should be recited morning and evening. The remainder should be recited once a day. So till here, as we noticed, that all these wazifas should be recited, should be read 3 times, Qusama 1 time, after Fajr and after Maghrib, as I said, 3 times. And the remaining du'as are, they are if you're coming ahead also. Recite 3 times. Subhanallah al-Azim bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, and praise belongs only to him. There is no power to do good, and there is no power to abstain from evil except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person recites this wazifa, great reward from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person says, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is called out that إِنْ قَادَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ, that my banda has surrendered to me. My banda has put his head down for me and he surrendered to me. Because he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no power to do good. Ya Allah, only you can give tawfiq. And there is no power to abstain from evil except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My banda has submitted. He has surrendered. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take over. Whatever work he has to be done, whatever tasks, spiritually, physically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him. By reciting this dua, one will be saved from leprosy, insanity, blindness, and paralysis. Subhanallah. From these muhlik and destructive diseases, Allah Ta'ala will save him. From leprosy, insanity, blindness and paralysis. Then recite 3 times, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyi al-asqam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyi al-asqam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyi al-asqam. Actually, this virtue above, where they mention leprosy, insanity, this is the virtue for this dua. A person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I seek a protection from white liver, leprosy, from white liver disease, insanity, that is junoon, leprosy, baras, and all other fatal illnesses and diseases. Then recite 7 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 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 There is no power to do good, and there is no power to abstain from evil except with the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua is a treasure from Jannah. This dua is a treasure from Jannah, very, very special dua, which has come from Jannah, which has come from under the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one reads it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased and announces, my servant has surrendered and handed all his affairs to me. The ulama have advised that one recites the dua at least 7 times daily. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر واحفظ وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.